All right, today we're here with Regina Imbergia, founder of Activists for Truth and Liberty. I just wanted to get a quick update on how everything's going on getting the fluoride out of the Dallas water supply. Regina, thanks so much for joining us.
The pleasure. I'm glad to. I appreciate it.
So what's the update? What's happening now?
I spoke before the council on the 23rd, which was last Wednesday. And I made clear, starting out, that I knew that it wasn't banned in Dallas.
Until recently, it was widely accepted that it was a ballot vote that it would take to get the fluoride out of the water. Now we know that it's a vote of the council, nine of the council. On April 23rd, Sheffy Cadane boldly stated that he supports halting fluoride in the water.
I would just like to say to all of my colleagues that I think this is a good situation for us to do away with the fluoride. We don't need it, and we just saved $1 million.
Councilman Grigg complimented his leadership on this and offered his support.
I'd just like to support your leadership on this, Sheffy, very much. Look forward to looking into this. This contract will come up for renewal very soon, so you can count on my support and let me know how I can help.
I know that Ms. Gates made a comment as to the allocation of the funds that may be freed up from not spending the money on the fluoride, and that was in question. So this brought a lot of tidal wave of a lot of articles around the world actually saying that Dallas has halted fluoride in the water. We all know, I know, that that hasn't happened, but it should happen.
Councilman Cadane thanked me for my comments, and he also wanted to say, and just make sure everybody knew, he said,
I'd just like to say that the last time we spoke on this, somehow the news media picked up that we approved this. That is not true. This council has not approved the banning of fluoride.
That's right.
And hopefully we'll get a council briefing on it at some point and possibly make a decision on it. But we have not banned anything to date. But I appreciate what you're doing and the work you're doing on it. Thank you. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Gates.
I, too, wanted to make that point that it has been erroneously reported that we've removed fluoride from our water. And we are looked upon by other municipalities as a leader. And I believe that we should actually make it public that has been erroneously reported and that we are providing water. And I also want to point out it's not a headache that we provide fluoride. But it's a positive. We are able to participate in one of the 10 leading public health initiatives, according to the CDC. We are 20 to 40% of cavity fighting is due to the fluoride in the water. The scientific proof is there to say that we need to continue to add fluoride to our water. So, you know, we would be doing an extreme disservice to our kids, especially those that cannot go out and, you know, afford the you know, I lived in a city when I had a small child in San Antonio, and I had to go buy vitamins that had fluoride added to them. And I don't want the citizens of Dallas to have to do that. So
do I get to talk?
I will be fighting.
No, ma'am.
I don't get
you
to.
Don't.
Okay, I didn't.
I will be fighting hard to keep fluoride in our water. So and I think we need to make sure that the public understands that we have not removed it, and I don't want other municipalities looking towards, you know, towards us and thinking that.
Councilman Gates at the end, she was very concerned, and she's in fear that the people of Dallas won't get fluoride or that they have to go out and spend money that they don't have. This is totally erroneous because Dallas has fluoride in the raw water. That's what the city of Dallas calls the water before they treat it.
I went and talked to the assistant director of the water department, and as you will see, the raw water level of fluoride exceeded in two places the amount of maximum that they look for to treat two in Dallas, which is 0.7. It was at 0.74. You've got the documents right there. This is from the water department. So I contend you guys unanimously vote to halt the addition of fluoride to the water, save the money, save the headache, and the people who want fluoride in the water, they already have fluoride in the water. We're not stopping anybody from having fluoride in the water because it's naturally there. You all would be heroes, and it would save money. We really commend Sheffy Cadane for taking this leadership. He's looking out for Dallas. It's a win-win situation. Nobody can really complain about this. There is fluoride in the water, and the raw water okay? If they need a higher concentration, boil it. That's what's happening when our lakes are low and why the levels change. So it's win-win. You guys will be heroes. This will be off your back, you know, and it'll be a win. Thank you very much for listening.
And this is what I'm trying to alleviate, and it would alleviate the controversy. If it's naturally in the water, okay, what are you going to do? We're not asking the city to take out the fluoride that's naturally there. Just don't add any more and be part of the fluoridation process.
Your number one thing is to get the people to email the city council and say that they want to end fluoridation, right? There in Dallas.
Absolutely right. You see, that's the thing. A lot of times people think we need to affect the masses. Right now, we just have to open the eyes of 9 of the council members, okay? Because there's 16 on the panel there, and 9 can make this decision and can make it happen immediately. So we need to have emails go into the city council to tell them that we do want fluoride banned in Dallas and that they should do it sooner the better.
Where can people go to send this email to the city council?
Just search Dallas City Council email. Or there's a long one. You can do it the long way, which is, I'll read it to you, www.dallascityhall.com/government/council/contact, that little underscore thing, mcc.html. And it'll take you right to the same place if you were to Google, you know, email Dallas City Council. And it's just a little more process there.
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
when you get there, it'll say email to mayor and all city council. You can do that choice, or it'll show you individually if you want to just send an email to each of the individual council members or pick and choose. But
yeah, and I did it the other day. It literally took me about 30 seconds. It's super simple for people to do, and I do encourage everyone to go do that. It won't take much time, and it really will make a difference. These are people like you and I, and they do read them. I got a response back saying that they read it and that they'll pass on the information.
It'll make a difference. They're getting emails and they're getting bombarded from the other side that says, "Oh, Dallas, if Dallas moves to do this, it'll affect so many other places, and water fluoridation will be at risk and it'll be in question." Well, in my opinion, it should be. So please get on board, tell your friends, your neighbors to send these emails, and get it out there however you can, whether you're on Facebook or Twitter or anything. You know, the things that you're doing, this video that we're doing right now, keep pushing it and don't let it die down, because people are watching from all over the world right now. This is a very important time that we get our message out that this is something we need to halt. We need to halt the addition of fluoride to the water.
Basically, it says in the document you gave me that fluoride was voted by the city council in 1965 to be added to the Dallas water.
That's right. So
basically from 1965 to the following year in 1966, when they then had a vote by the people, I went through every day, and every single day has articles that are pro-fluoride. Here are some of the articles I printed out. Speakers get in line for fluoride joust, and it's like both proponents and opponents will have each an hour to present their sides, with additional 15 minutes for each of the rebuttal. So just like you're doing now, they did the same thing back then where everyone had their time to say stuff. That's why we need to go to our local city councils and let them know we're against this. The next article, community council backs fluoridation. It's just all pro. Vote on fluoride. And then it says right here, the council has agreed it will make the decision or whether or not to fluoridate. But after such a decision is made, the result could be open to a citywide ballot. So then this is before the ballot initiative happened. And anyways, more like fluoridation has city council okay. Fluoridation approved. This was in 65.
That first article you talked about is quite, it's still ringing in my ears. In Dallas right now, we have 3 minutes once a month to go approach the city council. It used to be four times a month, and it changed just in February, I believe the 26th or something like that, they voted on it. So when that very first article you talked about, it said that proponents and opponents had an hour to talk or something. I mean, it would be nice if we even just had that.
Yeah, that's how much they had. Each had 1 hour.
Yeah, interesting.
I mean, they had to evenly probably distribute amongst the speakers, but...
Most things are done that way, and I understand that. But it would be interesting to have a moment. I mean, if they would put something like that together, I'd fully, we'd all love that. We'd love to see what they have to say.
And it cost, and this is from January of 66, it said it cost them to do the vote. It says the special election was going to cost around $15,000 back then. That's to rehold the vote.
And that's much higher right now. Because when I first went in to talk to them and I thought we might have to do a ballot vote, I was concerned about the citizens and I thought, I don't want to have to cost the people money to bring this to a ballot vote. So I was trying to see if there would already be an election going on and it could be added to, so that would have been the primary. Because I was thinking about that. I don't want to cost the city any more money. And that was when we thought we might have to bring it to a ballot vote. Okay? But we don't have to. I got to keep going back to that, people. Nine council people, that's all need to realize, serving Dallas, saving money, and there's no scare tactics at all involved. It's actually very win-win. If anybody wants fluoride, it's in the water. It's already naturally in the water, okay? So it's a win-win. It's a win-win. They're out of, and I thought about this, they'll be out of the medication business. You know, which I don't think they need to be in, and a lot of us don't think they need to be in. And if I were them, I wouldn't want to be in it. I mean, it alleviates a lot of the controversy, you know, because the other things they put in the water are for purifying the water and making it safe. Fluoride is only put in to help prevent tooth decay, okay? It's a medical addition to the water. It's a medicine added to the water. So many people need to realize that the debate is not purifying the water or making it safe. It's totally just for tooth decay.
Yeah. And going back to these articles real quick, like, I'm telling you, Regina, article after article, day after day, I couldn't even print off all these because it was just a waste of paper. It was just like, it says, like, a communist plot, a plot of big business. Like, that's what they made these people out to be that were against it.
Did you print off the two from Jacqueline Floyd from the so for what I've seen, because I'll always Google Dallas fluoride to see what's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas Morning News, from what I've seen, from when I've started, has only put two articles in there. Both of them from Jacqueline Floyd, and both of them very similar to what you're saying, calling us Xer, you know. So
this one right here, it says every physician and dentist that I know give it to their children. I mean, it's like, it's so funny. And then the last week leading up into the vote of the people, this is what's so interesting. The last week, they ran full page ads the whole week. It says, to inform Dallas voters about fluoride, women's groups will place 50,000 fact sheets in the mail. And this is the Dallas Citizens of Fluoridation. So this is a full-page ad. They had picture, and then this is the next day, right here. It says, this is the whole page right here, this whole-page ad. It says, what will fluoridation mean to you and your child? And then it goes on to, like, here's what the experts say, and it goes on to list all the things that are, like, you know, pro-fluoride. And then the next day, it says, if you are for fluoridation, vote against the proposed ordinance in this Saturday's referendum, which makes it unlawful to fluoridate Dallas water. And then look at these ads. They're full page that someone paid for. Then the next day, same thing. This is a full ad. It says Dallas Citizens for Fluoridation. And then it just has all their names. Like, just all the people that are, like, you know, that agree. And this is the 27th, January 27th. So this is 2 days, because it passed on the 29th. And then the next day, full page ad again. And it's a different, what every citizen should know about water fluoridation. And now it's like, fluoridation is recommended by medical and dental experts, health-oriented organizations, both naturally and locally. And like, if you are for fluoridation, vote no in the January 29 referendum. This is the article that you sent me, actually. It says Dallas voters back fluoride by 2.5 to 1 edge. I just thought it was interesting how for the entire year from when it was put in, when the council put it in, that whole year they ran pro-fluoridation ads. And then that last week they really pushed with the full page ads that kind of just kind of steered the public perception of what they should vote.
And that's why for a long time people have said the people voted on it. I don't think people were trying to mislead me or anything. I think they really believed it. The city secretary, she said that was before my time. I have to look into it. Because it had been repeated for so many, probably years or whatever, that the people voted it in. Well, they upheld the original decision. And I think that might be why it's been 48 years before anyone's challenged this necessarily as much as I am. And that's because it seemed daunting. You know, they tell you about how hard it is to, and it's expensive, and they can rule it, you know, signatures out after you've gotten them, and you only have 60 days. So I think a lot of people thought, this ain't going to work, you know. But this is a totally different story. If they don't take this on and do something about it, they are agreeing with the original decision. It's not like, well, we just won't even do anything about this. The council needs to talk about this. And then I believe, in essence, if they're just sitting on it, it's as though this 2014 city council is approving it. You know what I'm saying? Because now that it's been brought to their attention, they need to, as this panel, I believe, vote for it or against it. I think.
In the January 12, 2011 official council agenda for that day, it states right here, authorize a one-year master agreement for the purchase of hydrofluoric acid to be used for the treatment of potable water from Penco Incorporated, lowest responsible bidder. So right here underneath it, it says the background. So where did this come into play? It says, this master agreement will provide hydrofluoric acid for the treatment of potable water as required by resolution number 65-4383 on August 9th, 1965 to fluoridate the drinking water. And that August 9th, 1965 was the vote of the city council.
That's right. That's right.
That originally approved it. So they're even stating in their own document that's where they get their authority from.
That's awesome. That's right. That's awesome. You lay it out very clearly, very, very clearly. And I'd like to really say the Dallas Morning News is steering people still to this day by the two articles, because we've been talking about this basically since January, so 4 or 5 months, right? And it's been in the news. It's been around the world. But the Dallas Morning News has only two articles, and it's just mudslinging. It's no science behind it. It's just mudslinging. So I'm just saying that's what they want to do is marginalize. And when I met with that Dallas Observer reporter, he's been a reporter for a long time, and it was a really heartwarming article that he was very balanced in his article to say, I used to kind of buy the, and I kind of did write people off because of the way they labeled them. But I hope you've read the article. Did you read the article, the Dallas Observer?
Yeah, it's very good. Yeah. Yep.
Very good. I think people should, you can even go and Google that. It's online also. But I don't know where the Dallas Morning News is on this. This is city news. This is something going on that the city councilwoman is worried about other places around the world being concerned. But where is the concern coming out in the Dallas Morning News trying to report on this, among other places? I'm really looking forward to calling a lot of the radio shows, and I encourage other people to do it too. Call the radio shows and say, hey, Dallas City Council needs to get on this, and they need to vote to save our money and you know, stop putting more fluoride in the water. We already have fluoride in the water.
Yeah. And so, and another, just more evidence to back up what you're saying here, in this same council agenda on the January 12, 2011, it says right here that it was voted in 2005, December 14, 2005, August 9, 2006, December 12, 2007, and April 22, 2009. So these are the last five times it was. I looked up every single one of these times, and they all say that it's approved because of the resolution number 65-4383, which was August 9th, 1965, which was, if you go back to that date, it was the council's vote. So every piece, when they, and so they put it in 65, so they must have renewed this contract, you know, tons of times, 20, 30, you know, and every single one of those renewals, they all say because of the council's vote.
15 times, yeah, something like that.
So
yeah.
If you look up on all these papers, they all say the same thing. It's because of that resolution. Not because of the people's vote. Nope. Because the people's vote only upheld
right.
The council's vote.
That's right.
And that's what you want people to understand, that this can all change if the city council decides to take it out.
Yep. The next day. Be done deal.
So honestly, people, you need to contact the Dallas City Council. Google Dallas City Council contact and email the representatives there and let them know that you want the fluoride out of the water. Save the people of Dallas some money. Help us out. Help us get a voice. If you have any way to get this information out, please share this. Regina, is there anything else you want to say?
No, not right now, I don't think. I thank you again. I just want to say thank you. And everybody, repost Paul Wittenberg's YouTube here. Let's just get some, call everybody. Call the radio stations. Use your ingenuity of how you can bring this forward so the city council can hear our voice, you know. And that's all I can say. Also, Activists for Truth, we meet every Monday. That's right. We meet at La Madeleine. At 3072 Mockingbird, 7 o'clock on Mondays. Now there is one Monday, the not this Monday, but the next one we're gonna meet at the La Madeleine on Lemon Avenue. But that's the only one that we're gonna meet there. The rest of them are all till the end of the year. And you know, go to activistfortruth.com. We have a lot of this information. We'll have this video on there once Paul sends it to me. We link everything pretty fast. And encourage Jennifer not to worry about it. Jennifer Staubach Gates.
Yes, please, yeah. Jennifer, stop worrying. But
don't
people,
worry.
Please remember, stop procrastinating. This has to be done now. You have to go. Contact the Dallas City Council now. This is all happening now.
That's right.
We can stop this. So please, before they keep it in again for another who knows how many years, thank you, Regina, for joining us here today.
Yes.
And we'll talk soon, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
We will prevail. We will prevail. I know we will.
Yeah.
That's right. We are already. It's being talked about. Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, you got it. Bye, Regina.
Bye.